Did you know there's an online cannabis company that ships federally legal THC right to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to create gummies, baked goods, and flower for whatever type of buzz you'd want. I'm talking about Mood.com. They have an incredible line of cannabis gummies, and you get 20% off your first order at Mood.com with promo code SPECIALISTS with an S on the end. This isn't some rinky-dink discount of 5 or 10%. This is 20% off your first order. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood you're looking for. My favorite are the Sleepy Time Advanced gummies. That's right, those are for sleepy time. You know when you just can't fall asleep? Take these and they'll put you right in the mood. Beyond gummies, Mood also has a selection of flower, pre-rolls, bakery treats, and beverages. Listen, you can find gummies to just get you high pretty much everywhere these days. But Mood's functional gummies combine premium, federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood, usually in as little as 15 minutes. And everything ships discreetly right to your door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with promo code SPECIALISTS with an S on the end. So head to Mood.com, find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use promo code SPECIALISTS when you check out to save 20% on your first order. Try it today at mood.com.
If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door. No insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Alexa always avoids everything. Survivor Specialist Phil and Alexa are back, and we had two hugs on Survivor's episode tonight. We had Elaine and Nora go in. We got Elaine given the kiss, which might be next season's thing, or at least for season 41. So if you're applying for season 41, we might make Kiss Jeff a prop bet. So if you get on the show, try to kiss Jeff. Also,
Dawson walks so Elaine can run.
Yes, exactly. Thank you, Alexa. That made me happy. now I just have walk me to the walkway stuck in my head, and that's going to be stuck me. Yeah, exactly. That's going to be stuck in my head the rest of the night. Not a traumatic episode tonight, which was nice. It was like a nice return to normalcy for Survivor. Of course, bad things always do happen, though, in the Survivor world. And Alexa's microphone is not working tonight. So if there's a lot of background noise, and if you're hearing her room behind her, and if you start to just hear muffled noises, it's because Alexa's microphone for some reason is not working, and we ask that everybody send help.
If anyone could send me a new microphone wire, that is what we believe is the problem. So Sorry if I sound muffled. Phil's voice is already just like naturally 3 octaves higher than mine. So it's fine. But as Phil mentioned, this was the big trauma of tonight. But no, in all seriousness, this, I don't know this. I'm conflicted. I'm very glad that this, you know, this show returned to normalcy, but on the flip side, why the fuck was Dan the narrator? Mm-hmm. Why did we get happy music when Dan and Janet hugged? Why did Dan get the transition from Lyra to Merge Beach confessional? Why did Dan get the intro to Tribal Council confessional? I don't get it. Like why are we seeing him? He was irrelevant to this episode. And so why was he made so relevant? That is really the only thing I'm going to say about him. I do not understand why he was such a large presence in this episode, despite everything that went on. That being said,
it's weird.
Great episode.
Yeah, it was a really good episode. If you came into this week's episode without watching last week's, you probably would be like, oh, that's Dan, which take that as you will, everybody. You know, we've had some large repercussions from last week's, you know, Wiggler leaving, the Hollywood Reporter. That was a sad one. That made me cry. Josh Wiggler's like the coolest guy in the world. The nicest guy. I can't say enough good things about Josh Wiggler. So I just wanted to throw that out there. Mm-hmm. Because he's been nothing but kind to us the entire time we've been doing this. And we've talked to him a couple times and he's just great. So we have a lot of repercussions that come from last week, but they don't feel like they made it to this episode, which, yeah, it's not a good look maybe for Survivor and CBS, but it was a good look for my eyeballs because this week I was not disgusted. I didn't leave the episode with a sick feeling in my stomach. And instead, I felt like I watched a normal hour of Survivor. I'm sure Brett LaBelle is plenty happy, though. I'm sure that for the 2 seconds at Tribal Council, when Missy did say her, well, last week, Jeff, I can just not even before she said anything else, I'm assuming Brett LaBelle just like threw his beer can at the thing and said, no lessons. And then she ended up saying
Golden Monkey because the Pats won.
Yeah, the Pats did win. So it's definitely going to be that. But tonight we lose Missy and Aaron, who were two of the bigger villains from last week, which really is the only thing that kind of went over into this episode is that Missy was a villain on this season. I know Missy had tweeted out earlier in the season, am I a villain? Missy, no. I say this with love. You were a villain for sure.
A straight up villain.
Like there's really no like towing that line, but I do feel like that she's more of like a Sarah Lucina type villain, where if Missy were to play a second time, I feel like Missy would learn so much from her first game. And I think Missy has the chops to win the game of Survivor, but you cannot make it so obvious what you're doing, Missy. And I know you're going to learn from this. And I know you're probably having a good laugh at it tonight, just like you had a good laugh at it after you got voted out. But, you know, you cannot be like, Chris, well, we're just going to shit on you. And I'm going to make myself look real good to the jury and have everybody be like, all right. Sounds good. I mean, really, that only works if like you're playing with Christina Cha and she's like, well, I can't win. So whatever you all need me for. That's really it.
At the end of the day, people, no matter who they are, people don't like being told what to do in general. That's a very normal quality. So a good on Karishma for standing up. I mean, Karishma had a baller episode. And yeah, this, I mean, we've been seeing this with Missy. Like Missy has always been the head of that alliance. And we talked about this with Brett a little bit too, but just this was coming. We saw this downfall coming with Missy. And then she didn't leave, which is what I would do if I was on Survivor. I'd be like, ah, let's all hug. Like, here's a couple more things I have to say. Doesn't leave. And then at the end, no matter where you stand on Missy, at the end, she was like, what'd you say? Like, catch you Wednesday at 8? Like,
yeah.
You know, she was a good sport about it. And that's the thing. She's a competitor. And with people who are very competitive, you see the good and the bad. And we saw ultra competitive Missy, the way like she'd been working with Karishma. And then she gets voted out and she's a goofball after. And Aaron, too, Aaron's a competitor. He gets voted out and he was like, they got me at the right time.
Yeah. And I love that that's their mentality on this. I just want to say this, though, before the Survivor community starts backing Karishma. I've been there. Welcome to the club.
Yeah, y'all are late.
I've been saying for weeks that Karishma is only being played up as a goat because she was bad at challenges early on, but that she has done nothing wrong in her game. And what we saw tonight from Karishma just reconfirms in me that Karishma knows exactly what she's doing. She's learning on the fly. She's, you know, hanging out with people she might not be used to hanging out with 24 hours a day, and she's learning how to handle it. She was phenomenal tonight. Her fake sickness, Bryce Isaiah with the tweet of the night, if nobody saw it.
I have not seen it.
Something along the lines of, nobody cared when she cut her finger, but she comes back a little sick and we better call the doctor. That made me so... I loved it so much.
Oh my God. And she comes back and Nora's like, you only have two coconuts. And she goes, what? Like, just completely just acts like she has no idea what's going on. It was so good. And like, they all bought it. They were like, you need help. She's like, no, I just chugged this water and now I'm feeling myself. It was so good. It was awesome. It was hilarious.
Yeah. And I'm seeing this one here from Morgan Collins, who I think might be a new listener. Phil just ignoring that people are upset with Karishma's lack of help around camp. I'm not ignoring that. I actually think that her lack of help around camp is another reason why people are just not realizing how good she is at this game. When she ends up playing that idol for herself, which she's going to have to do because there's no way Karishma gets to the final three without playing an idol. When she plays that for herself, every single person on that jury is going to go, what the hell just happened?
And it's going to be great. And that's what she says. She says, goats are predictable. I am not predictable. And the real MVP of tonight is Karishma's husband. Mm-hmm. Because he is back on that horse.
After all of that, after it pretty much being, I cannot believe I was in an arranged marriage. Now, Karishma expresses her love for her husband, and it's all back. And here we are.
Great. And I was talking to my mom right before here. Stepmom.
I like that's what we both do.
Yeah, we both just call our moms right before this. Also, never mind. That this needs its own segment. I'll get to that later. But Karishma had, like, I think where people always stood on Karishma, like, I think I'm supposed to like her. Like, Phil and Alexa are crazy about her, but, like, everyone else complaining about her. She said, she was like, I came into this thinking I would crush it, and it's really hard, and I haven't been doing well, and I haven't been, like, this. And I now appreciate that there are people who are going to unconditionally love me. Like, that confessional, y'all wanted a growth arc. I mean, that was fantastic. And then comes back and can probably just nap standing up, which is something that I only thought my father could do. So it's really impressive to see that she could do that.
Yeah, I guess when you're that tired, when there's a rat jumping in your mouth in the middle of the night, you're going to sleep wherever you can sleep. That would be my favorite part. That's free protein. Horrifying. That rat had no idea what it had done.
That rat literally is the reason Krishna's going to win.
Maybe.
MVP of the night, Karishma's husband, and then Rat.
Karishma's Rat. It's Karishma's Rat. That's what we're going to see the rest of the season. It's going to be like Mark the Chicken and the Pelican Pete. Now we have Karishma's Rat.
Karishma's Rat. No, it's unreal. I thought that was great.
But tonight, too, I think what made tonight such like a refreshing episode, and I'm sorry, Missy and Aaron, and I'm saying this like, once again, I'm saying this out of love, but it's the fact that Missy and Aaron were the villains last week and Janet and Tommy weren't. And Janet and Tommy are two of the biggest favorites on this season. Thank you.
Rad Rishma.
Thank you, Morgan.
I like this. We need a little tweaking, but I like where you're going with it.
Keep going. I like it. Okay. And so the fact that it was Janet or Aaron, and it's Aaron, pretty much everybody. And again, like, Aaron had a slip of the lip last week, and I know he doesn't like, I liked Aaron up until last week, and I still like Aaron now. It's just last week makes it tough. But when Janet doesn't go home and Aaron does, I clapped. You know, it was like the end of one of those inspirational movies. And then
Krishma got it.
Yeah, and then when it's Tommy versus Missy, Missy's my preseason winner pick, and I love Missy. And I mean, I think that Missy could come in and win a game changers type season without a doubt. But when Tommy stays over Missy, I clapped. I won't lie. Like, it was the fact that we were pitting two big heroes versus two big villains, and the heroes actually came out on top. Now we get to see what goes on for the rest of this season. And I don't know. I just, I don't know. I really liked it. I thought it was a very satisfying ending. I think Missy and Aaron both, the way they took it, I think it's really great. And like, that's awesome. Like, I'm glad that they can win and lose with grace, you know, or maybe Missy didn't win with grace tonight, but she lost with grace. And I like that. And I'm happy though that Tommy and Janet are still there. And I want Tommy and Janet there the entire way. I really do think we're being set up for a finale of the likes of Tommy, Janet, Lauren, Karishma. I think they're all there. Those four, I think.
Dean finagles his way in there too.
Oh God, Dean's still going to win 10-0.
Dean is just like, oh man, he's great. He's fantastic. But yeah, no, that was, I mean, I think Janet, this was the episode where like, if Janet and Karishma could make it through, which they did, it's a level playing field because that big mega alliance is dead now. The two heads of that alliance, Missy and Aaron, are completely gone. And I mean, just look, you want to know where everyone else stands. Look at Elizabeth's face. She was just like, what the heck? Mm-hmm. Like, I have nobody now. Because Tommy turned, Lauren turned, everybody except for Elizabeth turned, Elaine turned. So this game is busted. It is, dare I say it, a busted can of biscuits this season. And it's great. I'm glad it's kind of been reset.
Yeah. And what did you think though of this twist? Because we needed this twist to reset it. And I think this is a weird twist at final 11 because you have a 6-5 and you're giving a group of people less of a chance to win. You're also giving that team a better chance to win the peanut butter and jellies, which we'll talk about when Nora pulled the ultimate Nora, as everybody saw tonight, and everybody has called it the ultimate Nora.
I'm so Nora. It was great. But if I was anyone else, I'd be pissed.
Yeah. I completely agree. I loved when they all walked over and like, you could have won us PB&Js. She's like, maybe we'll split them. Like, no.
With who?
No.
Yeah. And then I actually misheard it. I thought that the other group was going to watch the tribal council while eating PB&J. Always been my favorite. And I hate that they only did that in the teen seasons, but no, they went to a completely different beach. I kind of liked that because then it was truly separate. Was that the same thing in Ghost Island too?
I think in Ghost Island, they might've went directly to tribal council.
Maybe.
I forget. Where's Kellen?
Yeah, we need Kellen. Whose birthday is today? So happy birthday, Kellen.
Happy birthday, Kellen.
I think I liked that because then otherwise there would have been too many inroads and these two vote-outs probably wouldn't have happened.
Yeah, absolutely. And these two vote-outs happened because of this. And I like the twist because of how it shaped up the votes. But do I think it was necessarily the fairest way to do this? Not really. I think it's weird that they split them at 11. There's a lot of things that are odd here. I think that this would have been better suited for final 10, maybe for final 12. I think at final 11, it's just strange to me because you're giving one group better odds to win immunity than the other group. And I just think that that's not really fair when at the end of the day, you're going to tribal. Plus when it's 6-5, now one tribe could possibly have to go to rocks or one team while the other one is just going to have 5 people. So there's a lot of things that are kind of weird about this. I guess the outcome is okay because Janet and Tommy stayed. But if Tommy had gone home in this situation, which he never would have gone home had it not been for this split, I'm probably really pissed off. Also, underrated line of the night when Missy said, I wasn't gunning for you after writing down Tommy's
narrator. She was gunning for you.
Yeah, we needed Ron Howard to just pop up and just very monotonely tell us that.
Yeah, that was really something. And then she picks up the wrong torch, which is hilarious and shocking that hasn't happened before. I'm sure it has. Elaine comes up and hugs her. And that's when I'm like, okay, is she about to get the Boston Rob, you're a little man comment? Or she, okay, accepts the hug. Tommy and her go at it. And then she hugs Liz. And she's, I don't know why I just called her Liz, Elizabeth. And she's like, slowly and diabolically kill Elaine. I was like, y'all. And then she walks out and she's just like, catch y'all on Wednesday.
We had Sandra say, all right, game's over to Missy. Jeff also definitely said that to Missy because once you're voted out, you can have your little whatever. But when you start to still try to strategize, it's like, you're done. So Jeff definitely said to her, Missy, let's go.
Yeah.
But probably did it in a way that would have been so negative to air. So instead they just cut to Sandra being like, all right, game's over, because you have to
get, like, cursed around for that.
Yeah, you have to just get the hell out of there. It's like, grab your torch. Once the votes are read, decision is final. Person will be asked to leave immediately. That's the key word there. And I mean, it's fine to hug everybody and be sad or whatever, but when you try to still influence the game, and also Elizabeth, no offense, ain't doing shit to Elaine the rest of the season. I'm just not seeing it. Elizabeth's got no power now. I mean, she just lost her two closest allies in the same episode. That's pretty wild.
Yeah, I would be shook if I was Elizabeth, which I believe was the look on her face.
Yeah, when she saw Aaron.
Two other things that Missy also told Karishma to her face that she was going to take her to the end, which is just like, what? Like, yikes. I don't know. That's like still somewhat insulting to Karishma. And the two of them are butting heads and like, it was very respectful. Like they're butting heads. I'm completely fine with. Mm-hmm. And then again, I think this kind of sealed nailed her coffin. Why can't I
put the final nail in her coffin?
That's what I meant to say.
Alexa's great at idioms.
Yeah, really great at speaking. Missy sits down and goes, "That's not how the jury should be looking."
Mm.
What?
Missy was so cocky tonight. And like, that's so how Missy cocky. Played the whole.
Great TV.
Again, this is why I keep going back to Sarah Lucina. That's how Missy played this time. And I think she would play so much better the next time because she would know when to step off. Because I don't think that Missy is this cocky. I think she just had to play that up. And yeah, if she goes to the end with Karishma, maybe she does win. But again, I think everybody's underestimating Karishma. And I'm just going to keep going back to the fact that Sandra is the person who is giving them advice this season. Wouldn't it be ironic if Karishma wins?
Yeah,
because Karishma's not playing a bad game of Survivor. She's being called lazy and she's not helping out enough, but she keeps on surviving and she keeps playing, making the right strategic moves to get rid of the right people. She's done it every time. She's got more than 9 lives at this point. I don't even know.
Yeah, so, it's like her versus Dean. Who's got more?
Who's got more? Well, right now it's Karishma because Dean's name hasn't come up. Somehow Dean's name has not come up since
shockingly.
Since merge. Crazy.
Yeah. Also, two things. I think my favorite Karishma moment of the night, of which there are many, is Tommy winking at her and she tries to wink back. Yeah. That is exactly what I would do because I can't wink. That was beautiful, and I hope it becomes a meme.
It will become a meme because that was a really bad
Karishma is she is killing it with the memes this season. Secondly, you bring up Sarah Lucina a lot. And like I'm loving Tommy. Like, Tommy, I know you listen. I love you. Tommy had a very Sarah Lucina confessional where she said, "Well, I was started off playing like a cop and now I'm playing like a criminal." And Tommy had the Karishma was the unpopular person. And now she's the popular person.
Mm-hmm.
And now, like, it was just very, like, to the point, Sarah Lucina. I thought it was very funny.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, watch out, guys. Don't sleep on 39. Don't sleep on Karishma.
Don't sleep on Karishma because Karishma's sleeping and she's winning.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, she's the fake dehydration, I'm not feeling good, was so good that especially – it's great. And like the way she was just delirious. And then they actually believed we need to call the doctor. And she's like, "No, I drank a little water." And Nora's, "Oh, did you? And now you're fine?" Like instantly. And it was like,
there's no feeling in her entire right hand because she like, cut it off.
Exactly. Exactly. When she cuts her hand off, that's okay.
I saw someone posted on Reddit because I'm a sadist and I've been on Reddit all week that someone had met her and they like asked her about her experience. And she said she doesn't have feeling in one of her fingers from the cut. So like that actually happened. She actually really got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
That was crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I believed it. Yeah. So a lot to, you know, talk about with Karishma, obviously, but going to the other tribe that went to tribal, Janet is still alive. And Brett and I both put Janet at number one. And I'm going to continue to stand Janet because she's the greatest and I love her and the way she played tonight without having to go out there and didn't have to find an idol, didn't have to do anything. And I almost started to get worried because her and Aaron were having like a cocky battle here. It was like, who's going to get the really bad confessional? Who's going to get the, "I've never felt safer"? "Well, I've never felt safer. They're so stupid. They think we're doing..." Like, Janet had a confessional that was something along the lines of, "I can't believe they actually think that they're going to vote me out tonight." And when that came up, I was like, "Oh God, are we really going to lose Janet this way?" But Janet was right. And then we get the Janet vote and then the Aaron vote. And she's immediately smiling on the second Aaron vote. And I'm like, "Oh my God, it's going to be 4-2. I'm about to have my heart broken." And then it didn't happen. And I got really, really excited when it was Aaron who went home and Janet was still there. Janet, you know, just continues to impress. And I don't know where her story is going to end. I really don't. But now Vokai has the numbers back. And the people on Vokai who have the numbers, aside from Nora, who is Nora and will kind of just bounce around because she too is unpredictable. Those four people who are left from Vokai, which is Janet, Tommy, Lauren, and Dan, they all were close early in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And now they've got the numbers back. I could see Lyro just getting picked off here, but Karishma being the last one standing from Lyro because of the way this is going down. Mm-hmm. Elaine, I think, survives next week, but I could see Elizabeth going next week. I could see Dean going next week. I think that Elaine and Karishma will survive it, but we're down to 5 versus 4.
I think your final two Lyros remaining. I think you're right. I think it'll be more of a subconscious thing. I don't think it'll be purposeful.
Agreed.
I think your two remaining Lyros are Dean and Karishma. Mm-hmm. And this entire season ends that way with the two people who are the most ostracized from that group are the final two standing of Lyro. Because I think as they don't have allies, but we're at a point in Survivor where not having allies is like a good thing.
Yeah.
You know? So yeah. I think it's going to be those two in the end. I think people aren't taking them seriously. And I think they both know how to just take that low profile.
Yeah. I could see Elizabeth going next week just because she's got nothing left.
Yeah.
Vokai stays together. Elizabeth just lost her two closest allies. Her game just blew up. So she's like she's the last remaining of the four horsemen right now, you know, back in Fiji, literally wow. In Fiji, but wow. But then we have this group of five. I could see Nora going home after that because she's too unpredictable. And for as crazy as this is going to sound to a lot of people right now, but as crazy as it's not based on tonight's edit, I think that Tommy, Lauren, Janet, and Dan, there's a good chance we're seeing them final seven, final six, because why would they go next week? And I think Nora is the only one in danger there. And it once again comes back to those four have been working together since the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that those four are going to continue to do it where Lyro was just always splintered. And I think Karishma and I think Elaine are going to be the other two. And I think the next three people that we're going to see go are Elizabeth. I think then we're going to see Nora. And then I think we're going to see Dean. I think Dean is just going to miss the finale. That's my prediction. I'm making that prediction now. But I think that our final six is going to have all four of the Vokai that are not named Nora in it.
I think Nora is still going to get there. I think
you would.
But they're talking about goats, and now we have what's in the preview, the goat alliance,
the army of the goats, and Dean is saying that
like Sergeant Goat, like that's yeah. Unreal. But I think Nora can also win immunities. I mean, she can't win like the end of the immunities as we saw by her chucking her thing, which as you all know. Phil and I participated in this challenge and I sucked.
Yeah, like I tweeted that and I didn't get much love on it because people are probably like, oh, Phil's just taking a dig at Alexa. Alexa was terrible.
I was hot trash.
I think we have the video, right?
I was looking because I was going to tweet the video. We only have the one of me also sucking at the bow and arrow one.
Have, huh?
I don't know.
Phil's our videographer work. That night?
I don't know. We should ask someone.
I know. Whoever we hired to be our videographer clearly didn't do well enough of a job.
You guys wonder, we have literally no money, so they didn't actually video us. But that one's tough, and you see people kind of struggling to start. Starting is really tough. And then also the transition. I mean, that's where Janet lost it. It's so easy to just kind of get lost in it. I say this as someone who lasted literally 10 seconds. But watching this on TV, it's like even the sound is kind of a drone, so it kind of just like knocks you out a little bit. Like I thought Dean was going to fall asleep. But you kind of have to stay in it. And Janet was like shaking her whole body. You kind of have to do that.
You get in that rhythm. I mean, yeah, because for both of us, neither one of us could get started. I remember the person actually came over and like helped us get it going, which I'm sure they ended up doing maybe in this one. Because it's really hard to get it going because you try to get it on that rhythm and then it falls off. And then every time you try to get in that rhythm, then you get in the motion of going back and forth. I'm doing the Jim Laronega dance after he won the thing. You get the
people understood that reference.
There's like seven. Ben Feller will understand. Ben Feller,
yeah.
Somebody post the GIF. But it's the, it's you get in that rhythm then of going like this. So what happens is when it finally starts to catch, well, now you have to get into the rhythm of going like in one direction, but you've been in the rhythm of going like this for so long to try to get. It's a really tough challenge, but it's a really great challenge. And I'm much happier with this one than some of the other ones where it's just balance, whatever. This one's a really fun challenge. And yeah, even Nora can win it and then throw it up in the air and say, screw PB&Js, I wasn't listening.
But that's the thing. Nora is like, for whatever people say about Nora, she is a nutritionist. Like, she is jacked. This is her wheelhouse. Like, she was teaching those vocals yoga on day four or whatever that was. So these are the challenges that she's going to be really good at. And I feel like she's been fine in the team challenges as well. But I think people are going to keep her around. And I'm not just saying that because I stan her. And Nora stans Janet. This isn't direct quote, but Nora said, Janet is my mommy. And I literally...
Pull out the mug, Alexa.
I almost cried. I cried. They didn't cry on Survivor last week, which is a lie because I cried for family visit. That was too much.
We have the baby Yoda meme that's been going around now. And that was Alexa. Imagine her as baby Yoda, and it's when Nora calls Janet mommy. You have seen baby Yoda, correct?
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm pretty up to date with my memes. Can you text it to me?
I'm going to text it to you immediately.
That left me feeling very, very happy.
Here's a good wholesome.
That doesn't make me sound creepy. So, yeah. Yes, that was very exciting. Lot of prop bets tonight. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, I've not seen that. Yeah, that was me. Nora and Elaine both get individual immunity, and they both hug Jeff. Aaron gets the episode title, and Elaine's mouth gets blurred.
Yeah.
Or Missy went home with less than three votes.
Less than five.
She went home with three votes.
Okay.
I'm going to wait on all the lesser, more confessionals than Rob and Sandra because
until the end.
We haven't really decided that yet. And also, everyone's going to have less. No Island of the Idols tonight. I think that was the right move.
I agree. I think that was the right move. I would have, especially if you're going to do a double boot, they definitely had planned to not go to Island of the Idols. Once again, we are now at final nine, and there has been one correct idol play the entire season. And the only person who has an idol is Karishma.
Love it.
What is going on in the world? And that's the only advantage that's out there right now. There's no steal a vote or double vote or anything. On a season called Island of the Idols, we've had one correct idol play, and there are zero advantages else other than that out there. So
don't worry. Krishna's going to go walk in the woods, pick up something, and it's going to say you have to give your idol back.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You have to give it to Rob and Sandra so they can mock you for picking up an idol and then believing you're safe.
I want Krishna to go to Island of the Idols because I feel like Rob and Sandra have seen so much of her, and they've said she's smart. They've said everyone wants to take her to the final three. Like, I think she would really, really benefit from seeing them, which is something I can't believe I just said. Where are you going?
There it is.
He also has that fake legacy advantage that Jamal gave him by Izar. That is a great point. Do we think that's going to come up or not? What do you think, Phil?
No, I don't think so, because they all know he has it. I think Dean knows it's
fake. Kind of like how Allison like had to play that fake idol.
I think he just knows it's fake at this point.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a tough one. In Jamal's exit interview, he was like, I hope it happens because I just want my name to live on. It's like, well, that is the saddest thing I've ever heard.
Don't worry, Jamal. Your name will live on.
Yeah.
Your name will live on. I think Jamal's name has lived on quite well since last week. I don't think that I've seen I for all the support that was out there for Kelly and Janet, Jamal was a close third.
I think the three of them. He was very much looped in. And I would recommend everyone reading both his and Kelly's exit press because they're very, very insightful.
I would say probably just read the EW one though for Kelly, because she had some similar answers in the Gordon Holmes one. And I know they conducted it over email instead of over phone. So I think that when there were similar questions, she answered them similarly. So you really only need to read one of them this week, because I bounce around normally and this time I didn't.
Yeah. And the parade ones were more game focused, and it's EW and Xfinity were more situation focused. So whatever you're into, I would recommend reading all of them. But the important question of the night is, what baked goods is Jack going to prepare for Missy and Aaron? I think we had I'm going to get this wrong, Nutella stuffed cookies?
I mean, pretzel stuffed somethings.
And pretzel stuffed brownies, I believe, for the first two, for Jamal and Kelly. So I'm very excited because I've never consumed either of those and they sound fantastic.
So when you live in California, go to house parties. Every time you go to a house party, well, there'll be like house parties and people will be like, oh yeah, like, you know, it'll be like bring your own food or whatever. And every time that there's like a brownie or a cookie, you always have to ask the same question. You got weed in it like every time.
Well, we're talking about this. Okay. I was
going. Okay. No, of course I'm talking about this because Alexa and I both had the exact same thought. It's definitely not. We just both laughed because our stupid minds, as soon as they both got there and Jack was like, I made these for you. And then Kelly and Jamal's ponderosas were like so overly positive.
They were after so
such, such a horrific episode of television. And so because they were so positive, Alexa and I were just like, so they got weed in them, right? Like it has to. Like Jamal or Jack's just getting everybody high when they come into Ponderosa.
Like that's Jack. That's Jack's. Jack walked into Ponderosa and said, Jack walked into Ponderosa and he said, I want to make people happy.
Yeah. That's what he said.
Let the man do what he wants.
That's what he said. And Jamal and Kelly had never been happier. You know, they came in, they got to eat their snack and oh man. Yeah. 420. Blaze.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. This is family friendly podcast. For those of you who think we're a family friendly podcast and have listened to our past few recaps, this is not the norm.
I'm dropping F-bombs. I know how to control myself.
Yeah. I can't control myself. Very excited to see what, paraphernalia is prepared for.
Yeah. I wanted to say that Elaine actually had the quote of the season, and she said two times, she said two great things tonight. First, she called Tommy Red, and then she called him Big Red.
Yeah, he escalated or evolved to Big Red.
Yes, exactly. He evolved into Big Red as the conversation continued. And I love the idea that Elaine is just calling him Red and Big Red all day, and we're just not seeing that. But I can just imagine that that's happening, like, 15 times like an hour where it's, hey, Red, get over here. Hey, Big Red, get over here. And I just love the idea of this. So Elaine really killed it tonight. First you hug Jeff, then you call Tommy Red and Big Red. I can get behind all of this, Elaine. Continue to do the great work you're doing.
Yeah, I loved it. It was so cute. But that's the thing. Like, and Ronnie was right. Elaine is like adorable and everyone loves her. And I do not see how she gets to the end. And she's good, and again, this is her like probably half playing the game, half being real. There, Karishma and Missy are going at a tribal, and Jeff goes, Elaine, what's your take? She goes, I don't know. This is just too much for me. And then it just gets off of her. It's amazing.
I completely agree. I think it's fantastic. Like, she's so good, but it's gonna catch up to her eventually because she was in that challenge, or she wins the challenge tonight, she beats Missy. And like she even said, you give me a redneck game and I finally pull it out. And I think what's going to end up happening is they're going to realize at some point, like, we got to get rid of Elaine, because if she sits in the final three, she's going to win. Especially when you're on a season right now where I think the only people you should be in fear of winning, no matter who they sit next to at the end, are probably Tommy, Janet, and Elaine. And I don't think people realize it with Tommy, but I think they realize it with Elaine and Janet, which is why I think Tommy is going to get to the end and Elaine and Janet are both going to fall just short.
What did you say? Why was he going to get to the end and not the other two?
Because I don't think the others realize that Tommy is as big of a threat as he is, whereas I think Elaine and Janet are obvious. I think Elaine and Janet are just too obvious. I mean, even tonight it was, if we don't vote out Janet now, she's going to win.
Exactly. That's the thing. Both of those points have been brought up against those two. I don't know why they're not seeing Tommy as a threat, and especially with no more meat shields. Mm-hmm. I mean, and that was Dean's point. And Dean was like, I have no one to hide behind. And now there's only three guys left.
Yeah.
This is three guys and seven. How many people left?
There's nine people left. We have
three Tommy, guys and six girls.
Is it just Tommy, Dan, and Dean? Is that it?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I know.
And a man is going to win the season.
It's yeah.
Tommy.
Yeah, I think so. But that's the thing. Like, they can't hide. And so I think a lot of the challenges are just statistically probably going to be won by the women. And I think Elaine, with Missy being gone, it's going to be Elaine, Elizabeth, and Nora, I think, just crushing it, or Karishma. So
yeah, Or Tommy could go on a run, and that's how he gets to the end.
I think that's the thing, because Dean hasn't been fantastic at challenges. I don't think Dan has been fantastic at challenges. So I don't know. I guess there can't be any more men and women idols, because then that's just like.
Yeah, that won't happen. Well, it's crazy now. I'm looking at the already final nine. Damn, people are commenting that now. We had 13 people at the start of last Wednesday, and now we're down to nine. I don't think we've ever had a back-to-back episode non-finale where it's been two people voted out in back-to-back weeks. That one of those episodes wasn't a finale.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
It is crazy. Another thing that's really crazy, Alexa, and I want to bring this up before I forget, not that I could ever forget, Carl Boudreau selected Missy with the first overall pick, and then he was stuck with Aaron at the end, and Carl was kicking the crap out of us in this fantasy game. He really was. It was pathetic picking on our parts. But Carl is now done at 189. Done. Out. Toast. Something I want to just bring to everybody's attention, though, is that I have five people left. And Alexa and Vaughn combined have four people left.
Yeah.
I want to just let everybody know that my little fantasy team over here that Vaughn heckled and that Alexa said mean things about, I'm sitting here with five people left. Alexa's got Elizabeth and Dean. Alexa could have zero people left in 2 weeks. But right after Thanksgiving, Alexa might not have anything to be thankful for anymore.
Wow.
Yeah, how'd that feel?
What's up, Pappas family? That was a very good job there. Yeah, for those of you who are not keeping track, Phil, did you update the points up top here too?
No, I didn't. I did not. Well, Carl's is updated. He has 189. I have 152. Alexa.
Yes, Phil has Tommy, Janet, Dan, Karishma, Nora. I have Elizabeth and Dean. Vaughn has Lauren and Elaine.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the good thing for you and Vaughn is that you might be able to redeem your pride because Carl's team is done. But it's going to be a struggle. It really is. I mean, you're in the hole here, Alex. I don't know what's going on.
I'm bad at the fantasy game. And you'd think it's something that is hard to be bad at, but fret not. I'm bad at it.
Alex is losing to Carl by 72 points.
Number one. I know that, I know people feel however they're choosing to feel about Elizabeth. I am still happy that she was my number one. So Elizabeth, I got you.
Yeah, I mean, right now, here's the score. So I did just update them. It's Carl with 189. So the way we did Carl's team is we gave him triple the points, but he only got two people. He got to pick the first person. He got the last one. We gave him triple the points because he's against three teams. He only got two people. We had triple the amount of people. All that fun. The problem is Missy and Aaron both made it to day 27. So that really puts us at a disadvantage here. And Missy won an MVP. So that's not good. Now, Team Alexa over here, she has 117 points, and she's only got Elizabeth and Dean left. Vaughn's got 121 points, only has Lauren and Elaine left. I have 152 points, and Alexa just went down my team. I think I have the winner of the season on my team.
No way. Dean's winning.
Okay, I think you have the winner of the season on your team. but I have Stannett, and I have Tommy, and I have Karishma, and I have Nora. So, like, I have the winner of this season on my team.
Yeah.
Which is great. I'll be able to beat Carl.
Be the MVP, right?
What's up?
Karishma is going to be the MVP, right?
I think absolutely. I mean, if we could still leave it up to a vote, but we might as well pencil her in. I'd be really shocked if it's not.
Yeah, Karishma, well, we just gave Janet MVP last week.
Yeah.
Because duh.
But yeah, I mean, right now it's like you look at Karishma and she found an idol. She didn't get voted out. She totally was the reason that Missy went home. She could have been the reason that Tommy went home. Said she decided to.
Phil has frozen. So.
I'll come back at some point. I was dead. No, my internet's been doing that for some reason. That's been happening only on this. Don't tell the people at StreamYard. But all I was saying is I think that Karishma has to be MVP. She definitely, played Missy. She went with Tommy, who I think is the better choice, because I think Tommy's actually looking to allow Karishma to play the game rather than just make Karishma look bad. And especially after how Missy versus Karishma was happening so strongly tonight, Karishma comes out looking great and she has an idol. I think she's got to be MVP. I'd be shocked if it's
there. I see it. Karishma comes out smelling great.
We're going back to the smell thing.
I think that's going to be, I really liked that. I was re-listening to us and I really like that. For those of you who are unsure of what we're talking about, we were talking about who came out smelling good after last week and who didn't. What, Phil, what are you doing? Rip Phil Corngreen.
This is from when I went out, I guess. Everybody, I guess I looked good.
See, when you do that, what was I talking
about? Oh, you get too distracted. Don't look at the bottom.
So, but I cannot look at the bottom. It's right there. So Karishma smells really good. I think she smells like coconut, dare I say. She was carrying two coconuts. Of course she's going to smell like coconut.
I'm out. See you later. Oh, I didn't actually give you points for immunity challenge tonight, guys.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's 123.
All right, so what else, Phil? What else?
What else do we have? I don't really – again, it comes back to when there's two episodes – like when there's two boots like this and when everything's so explained, it's really hard to come up with things to talk about because we know why Missy went home and we know why Aaron went home. And we've already talked about what's going to happen in the future. It's harder on these episodes like the Tom Laidlaw boot where you have no idea why he went home.
I have to combat this. Tom Laidlaw went home because he was not going to leave his Lyro people. That is exactly what Stannett said.
Alexa, 12 weeks later, coming in clutch with the hot take.
Because people are like, why did Tom go home?
And I'm
like,
where were you?
It was right. It was in the episode. I didn't think I had to defend it.
Okay. When Chelsea went home.
Your gal, Stannett, who said it. I would have listened to her.
I don't listen. I didn't listen to Stannett until it was important to listen to Stannett. Okay.
It's always important to listen to Stannett.
You're right. I take it back. Okay. Well, fine. When Chelsea went home, it made no sense. We had to talk about it for a really long time.
Yeah. But, no clue. I still don't know why she went home.
Yeah. But here, it's too easy. So there's not as much to explain and dissect, especially when there's two tribal councils.
Gamer Girl, that's not a hot take. That's exactly what happened. You guys know I don't have hot takes.
Is Gamer Girl a new fan? Who's that?
I don't know.
Yeah, I've never heard of Gamer Girl. If anything, she's supposed to be a Phil stan. If you're going to start standing Alexa, Gamer Girl, you know. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Which, that's the worst kind of stan.
I'm going to make y'all start picking sides.
Yeah, you don't want to be a Will stan. Trust me.
Be an intern stan before you're a Will stan.
Yeah, there's a lot of intern stands. It's weird. I don't like that.
We got to silence them.
The intern army. If anybody watches BoJack Horseman, I'm just going to get off topic because we're at 42 minutes. If anybody watches BoJack Horseman, there's a great episode where all the assistants in Hollywood decide that they're going to try to uprise against all of like the executives, and they're going to go on strike. And that's pretty much intern. You know, like he's going to go on strike against Alexa and I, and he builds his army. And all they want, the people ask, they're like, well, what do you want? And the executives are like, we'll come to any terms. We need you back. We need it. So what do you want? And the assistants say, we just want to be treated like humans. And the guy looks at him and says, well, we're at an impasse. So I guess we're never going to come to a conclusion. And that's intern. You know, he just wants to be treated like a human. And I watched that episode after last week's episode. Like literally that's what I put on my TV after we were done podcasting. I thought it was very fitting. Just thought it was very fitting.
Really good.
Yeah.
Anyway,
Alexa, what do you got for me? What else? We could always end it if you really want to.
I know. I don't know why this feels shorter than, I guess because intern mafia. Wasn't this supposed to be hashtag like save intern? Because I think we were silencing him.
Yeah, that's
been cool. No, I feel like because tribal, I mean, it was one of those where the immunity challenge happened 15 minutes into the episode. So all the tribal stuff took a really long time. But I'm glad there was no, you know, I'm glad there's no Island of the Idols. I'm glad we only have one idol in play right now. You know, unless Dean can actually turn that legacy advantage into an advantage, which he won't. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, good episode. You know, I think we will feel, you know, we're at a point where I think people are either pleased or upset about just the fact that this episode happened. So I guess we'll see.
Yeah. So Alexa, I think how long it took you to say all of that, and this is not an insult at you, but how long it took you to say all of that tells us that we should probably just end this podcast. Cause you're just like, it's like, we're just coming
I was talking in a circle.
Yeah. Which I'm doing as well now. But everybody should know that Thanksgiving is right around the corner. So, Alexa, I think we don't have a choice but to do the Thanksgiving aunts and uncles on Sunday for our patrons. We have to.
Right. Oh,
yeah. We have to. So we're going to record that on Sunday.
Yeah. So great transition. So this Sunday, for those of you who are $10 or $20 patrons, we will be doing our highly anticipated Thanksgiving aunts and uncles podcast. So what we're doing is we're going to be drafting a season 20 people, I guess, 20 players, and they are going to be the 10 aunts and uncles who are going to like be at your Thanksgiving dinner. Troyzan and Twyla Tanner will be the captains. Mm-hmm. So who is going to like beat up the kids to play backyard football? Who is the one who's going to finish the mashed potatoes before grandma gets her first helping? Mm-hmm. It's going to be really great. We've been wanting to do this one for a while. So become a patron today. Go to patreon.com/survivorspecialist. If you don't want to listen to that for whatever reason, Phil and I will actually be recording our Q&A podcast right after this. For those of you who are $5 patrons and up. And if you don't even want that and you just want us to, you just want to grace our presence in our Facebook group, you can donate $1 a month to the Alexa and Phil patron page. In the meantime, make sure to subscribe to us on YouTube and give us 5 stars on iTunes. If you listen to us on, if you want to listen to us on Spotify, we are now on Spotify. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Our Instagram page officially has more followers than my personal Instagram page, which means I need to start putting out better content. So that's what I got. You have anything else, Phil?
I don't. Somebody's asking who our guest is for Sunday. It's up in the air still. So you'll just have to keep in touch.
Oh, yes, we are. Yes, we are working on. We're still working on our Sunday predictions guest. We will let you guys know as soon as that is confirmed. But for now, we will keep it very mysterious.
Yes. And then the next Wednesday night episode, Alexa, is going to be the night before Thanksgiving. I know last year we did not do it. I was drunk in a hotel room in Atlantic City watching Carl get no beer. And Alexa, I believe you were with your family. That was the episode where Carl didn't get beer. That was the episode where Carl had to sit out.
I think I was, you know what I was doing? I was like doing the Wednesday night peaking in high school event.
That's what I was doing.
Yeah. And I was just like, I can't go to these anymore. So
yeah.
TBD on when we'll be podcasting on Wednesday, but we will, or if at all on Wednesday with the holiday. So we'll let you guys know. Oh, and also Zach New, thank you so much for reminding me. Boston Rob saying, look at Dean, like hiking up his shirt, showing off his muscles. And then immediately after, Boston Rob tweets, LOL at, and then at Dean. So good.
I love it. I love it. That was a great moment. And also, since when has Dean been flexing his muscles? And also, why is Dean flexing his muscles? So I loved it. I loved it.
So yeah, that's all we got. We will see y'all at some point.
On Sunday, maybe.
Allegedly. Yeah. Become a patron.
Do that.